Stay tuned for Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy right here on Blog Talk Radio.
In a small hollow in North Carolina, there have been several Bigfoot sightings skirting fields and meadows and even attacking chickens at a local watering hole.
Hunters may need to be on the lookout for something other than deer when they hit the woods this week.
Up until Sunday night, he hadn't been spotted recently, but according to these pictures, the legendary Mothman is back.
The number of UFO sightings is soaring tenfold over the past 25 years.
Now, she's not talking about people. She is talking about ghosts hanging around what some say is a real-life haunted house.
You're listening to Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy on paratalkradio.com. Paratalk Radio is your one stop for all things paranormal, the unknown, and the supernatural. We cover topics such as ghosts, hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and more.
You can join us every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, TuneIn, and Google Play. We are a part of AHAM Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com. Live video streaming can be seen on Facebook at facebook.com/paratalkradio and periscope.tv.
To contact us, email paratalkradiohost@gmail.com or search on the web for Paratalk Radio. Paratalk Radio is recorded live at J. Wolf Productions in Ontario, New York, engineered by John Winter. We are Rochester, New York's only paranormal talk radio show.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on our show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Paratalk Radio, our hosts, or our sponsors. Some of the language on our show may not be suitable for listeners under 16. And now, here are your hosts, Ted and Cindy.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Ah, see, now that's a Brooklyn accent. I know that New York City accent. That's Steve.
Hi, who's the other one?
My name's John Keller. I'm a fan of Steve's.
Hey, John, how you
doing? John
Hi.
Keller.
Well, that's John.
John? I think he said John Keller.
Yeah, John Keller, yeah. I'm just a fan of Steve's. I was going to ask a question later on.
Awesome.
All right, well, then give us a call back later on once we get going with Steve, and then I'm sure he'll answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Oh, my God, I love your voice. It just kills me. It kills me.
It's Tony.
And the ironic part about that is a lot of the networks turned us down because they thought my accent was too rough around the edges for TV.
Are you serious?
Listen,
didn't
Sly have a voice pretty similar, you know?
Adrian.
Well, yeah, but no, you know what it was when it was before Dead Files. We had done a couple of the pilots doing private investigation stuff, and that's how I wound up on Dead Files with the same producer and. When he pitched the shows to them, they kept saying, ah, he's too rough around the edges, he's too New York. And then they were looking for the next Mike Rowe, I guess. I don't know what they were looking for, but that's – but he got even with them and said that was the guy you turned down when he went back and pitched some other stuff. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, this is a rarity for us. I mean, we do eat on the show from time to time running late, and tonight we are actually having spaghetti and the meatballs.
Well, it's
a meatloaf.
A meatloaf.
Nice. I made it more of like
I just came from a party with one of my couple of my friends' birthdays. So we had pizza, hot wings, and cake. So my stomach is doing a 360.
That sounds good.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, we don't normally do this. I mean, once out of probably five or six shows we do it. Not very often, but
we might eat candy every now and then.
Yeah, not like they can see the whole wrapper of peanut butter cups sitting
not
on the table
like
right now.
Not like they can see my whole dinner on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. So
don't be jealous, people. Don't be jealous.
Don't be jealous of her boogie. All right. So, you know, I have been trying to, and I think I mentioned this to you. I'm not sure, but I have been watching Dead Files back to back lately. I mean, it is on like repeat. And I've been trying to get there to keep watching it and try and get a feel of how things work and all that. And I'll be honest with you 100%. I love the show.
I love the whole premise. I do. So Teddy, you know this about me. So before I started doing the show with Teddy, I really didn't watch paranormal shows other than a couple. I had a handful that I really loved that I watched. And your guys' show was one of them. And so when I came on, and it's been over a year now that I've been co-hosting with you.
Yep.
And one of the first questions was, hey, who do you like? Who would you like to see on the show? And I said, Dead Files. I want to see those people. I want to see Steve. I want to see Amy. Those are the people I want on here.
So that was the real reason no, I'm just kidding. I was going to say that was the real reason I reached out to you. But no, I love the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the fact that you guys get the call. I think that's how it happens. And then you hear the story and then you go out and you check it all out before, you know, you even meet up with Amy. And then she goes through the house and gets her feel of everything. And then the reveal is where you guys actually meet for the first time. And I think that's amazing because nobody else is doing that. And it's an original idea.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole point of the show when they approached me to do it. I was like, I was dead again. I've never watched a paranormal show prior to working on one. I mean, I've watched scary movies and stuff, paranormal shows that were out there. I think I watched Ghost Hunters a couple of times, but it's not something that's on my to-do list. So when they approached me to do a paranormal show, I was pretty much like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But when the premise, when we decided to figure out how it would work, I'm like, I'm not going to walk around with a flashlight and, you know, whatever equipment these guys do. And I have nothing against that. But, you know, I'm a street guy, and that's not what I do. So we made sure that the concept of the show was I had nothing to do with the paranormal end of it. And besides that, I mean, I work with a physical medium. There's no reason to use any of that equipment. So we have a lot of fans. Hey, Steve, how come you guys don't do a ghost box or a... an EVP thing. I'm like, what the hell would I need that for? I got a woman that talks to dead people. I mean, it's kind of redundant, don't you think? You know, it makes no sense.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah, it kind of defeats
the
whole
show
purpose
works because of that. But the show works because of the premise, and you know, there's a million. Ghost type shows on TV now, and there's nobody that duplicates what we do. I mean, if they did, it would be just a ripoff. But you know,
right.
they try to do aspects of our show with like their research and you know, but nobody does the full Monty like we do. You know, from beginning to end and giving them some kind of a guidance on how to get rid of whatever the hell they got.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
So you and I understand the premise of what they do because you're kind of more like what Steve does and I'm more of what Amy does because one of the things that I'm pretty my standard is I don't want to know anything. Don't tell me anything about this house. I don't want to know anything. That's it. And so I work from there. So
I think that brings credibility to the you know, anybody that's in that field. I mean, you don't want to, you don't want to have any kind of a lead where you could say, oh, well, I mean, obviously they figured it out from that. So, I mean, that just brings credibility, whatever you're doing.
I agree completely. So. One thing that I noticed, the new shows that they have on right now, they're actually old shows, are just bringing back, and they're doing the, you know,
some of the stuff is ridiculous. it's called the Dead Files Revealed. It's just, on the other side of it, we're in reruns all day long on Thursdays now, and that's Discovery Channel took over the network about a year ago. And since they did that, our show's gotten a lot more viewers because they've never seen the show before. Because Travel Channel, the original network only had us on for tops 2 hours a week, and that was pushing it. And now we have all of Thursday, you know, from like 2 in the afternoon to like 3 in the morning. So people have never that. I'm getting tons, and I mean, I get messages every day, and tons of people like, you know, I came across your show for the first time. I can't believe I've never seen it. You know, how long have you been on? I'm like, we've been on air since 2011. So it's been a long time, and people are just discovering. And that, you know, to the Discovery Channel's credit, Discovery Network, I should say, to their credit, they've really pushed our show to a broader audience, I should say.
That's amazing. I have watched you guys for a long time, and I love the show. I think it's fantastic. So I'm glad you.
Damn this thing.
I am glad that you guys have had more success with it since it's become Discovery. So I think we're having technical difficulties right at the moment.
We are trying to figure that out quick.
So we're having it with Facebook as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm trying to pick that out.
Yeah, I've done a couple of Facebook Live shows in the last couple of months, and it's been nothing but less than a disaster. So Facebook's got to get their shit together. I mean, it's just...
I agree.
I mean, the millions and millions and billions of dollars that they make, at least they can do is get their technology down to a science.
I agree as well.
Okay.
So, do you guys have new episodes coming up for not the revealed, but the actual Just the Dead Files?
Yeah, we're in the middle of filming season 11. I'm actually leaving again for the road on Saturday, so we just finished filming 7 episodes of 13 for season 11, and then right after that we are gonna go right into like a short break. Usually we get like a 2-3 month break, but we're only going to do like a 6 week break, and then right into season 12. So they picked us up for the 2 seasons this turnaround, so that's a good thing. So right after we finish filming season 11, what's that, guys? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, Steve. I'm going to see if I can fix this real quick.
Okay.
Always have problems with one thing or another.
I know.
Well, you guys sound good right now.
Well, oh,
that's
go.
Perfect.
You guys sound
good.
I'm glad
it sounds.
Yeah. So few minutes ago, we had the heater that was on downstairs, so it's pretty loud. So you might have heard that a little bit ago.
Okay. So you guys were breaking up as you were talking. I don't know if you. What was I talking about? Oh, season. Yeah, so we're in the middle of filming season. Yeah, so we're in the middle of filming season 11, and we'll probably finish filming that sometime in May, and then I think we're off June and July, and we're going right back out in August for season 12. So that's a good thing. So hopefully the new episode will start in June.
Oh, that's what I was just going to ask: is when is the newest one coming out then?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten a definitive answer yet, but what I was told early on was that more than likely, because it takes 5.5 months for them to edit the show and get it ready for TV. It's a process. I mean, it's 80 hours of footage crammed into 44 minutes, and then from there, you know, then we have to do what they call green screen stuff to fill in, to tell the story. So it takes its time. It's not an open-eyed process. People are like, well, why can't you film it live? And why can't it doesn't work that way. You just can't do that.
There would be,
you know,
so
probably,
much.
Yeah. I mean, I film 70 hours of footage myself a week, and I probably do, Christ, I don't know, 20 interviews throughout for the investigation, and maybe 6 or 7 tops will make it to air.
Right.
So wow.
And you know, it makes sense though, because I'm interviewing people that I don't know if it's going to make sense towards Amy's walk or not. They're not going to put an interview in. It was somebody talking about some dead guy that had Amy never saw on her walk. So, you know, why put that on television? And inevitably, I'll always get some Facebook know-it-all tell me, well, how come you guys didn't talk to anybody about so-and-so who died on that property? I'm like, Yeah, big guy. I did that. Been there. You know, take, relax yourself. You know, just didn't make it to air.
It's interesting because I'm certain that she picks up so much, but I think it's so amazing how you guys can corroborate each other, right?
Well, I mean, over 160-something episodes, I'm still pretty amazed by the process and how, you know, how it works with her. And, you know, I never, it's not like I'm used to her knowing all this stuff. It just, it's always different, right? So for me, it's how she picks up on certain little things. You know, the big, like, we just did an episode in New Orleans that's going to be a real interesting episode. And the, that episode, people that know a lot about the New Orleans history, going way back to the 1700s, they're going to be pretty stoked by the information and what Amy saw. So it should be, an interesting episode, to say the least.
That's amazing. So one of the things that I love is you being a former police officer, and in our travels with doing the show, we've also come across so many police officers in the paranormal. Had this crossed your mind before they approached you with the show, or have you had experiences with it while you were in your police officer
days? No, I've never had any experiences whatsoever in my entire life. I've never had one since, even doing the show. I don't feel anything wherever I go. I don't get creeped out by these locations. None of the above. The only thing that in my past is when I worked in homicide, I did use a couple of psychics to, you know, anytime you need a break on a case, you'll do whatever you got to do. And I did work with a couple of psychics on a couple of cases, on a couple of homicides I had, but it never gave me any. The information I got didn't make me say, oh, my God, this is legit, and they're great. I'll use them every time. First of all, it's inadmissible in court, and that's another problem. People are like, why don't you guys do a thing where Amy tries to solve homicides? First of all, she's not solving a homicide. She may just give you some information that might lead you towards something, but even that information you get is in the nice-to-know category. It's not admissible in court, so, you know. But when you want to solve a case, I mean, using a psychic on a missing persons case or a kidnapping case, you want to get the person back, right?
Right, right, right.
So that's the most important thing. Who cares how you do it, especially on a kidnapping? It's more important to get the person back alive or a missing person back alive than, you know, the person's already dead. It's one thing. So it's just trying to get a break in the case. That's about as far as me and the paranormal ever got. So
how did you get onto this place where, you know, they're bringing a paranormal show to you?
Yeah, I mean, somebody had to approach you and say,
right,
hey, we're going to win this show.
Well,
and why you?
What happened was, it's a long story, but I'll try to keep it. I was on ABC News followed. They did a documentary about the NYPD. It was called NYPD 24/7. So they did a 7-part series, and they did different aspects of the job. They did the homicide squad. They did emergency service, which is SWAT in a lot of locations. They did narcotics. They did public morals. They did patrol. So I was the featured detective in the first episode that aired, and they had filmed us for like 18 months. So we had cameras on us for, you know, kind of like the first 48, stuff like that. But this was like a
real hardcore
documentary they did. So it actually won an Emmy. It was watched by 30 million people worldwide. And the producer of the guy that created the Dead Files was pitching a show about a private investigator to a network executive. And the network executive had seen me on this documentary and told him, you might want to get this guy, hold this guy. He's on, you know, he was on this documentary. He'd be good for television. So what happened was Jim Casey went and actually DVD and watched the episode and contacted me. That's how it all started. He asked me if I'd be interested in doing television. So we did a few pilots as a private investigator and had nothing to do with the paranormal. And that's when all the networks said, he's too rough around the edges. He's too New York. He's too this, he's too that. He's not tall enough, or whatever the case may be. They were looking for the next Mike Rowe, so to speak. But what happened was,
right,
Jim created the Dead Files, he asked, he, you know, he thought of me right away as playing the part of the detective or the investigator. And that's how it all happened. And then what the funny part about it is when the show became a hit, he went back to those people that turned me down for those other shows and said to them, yeah, that's the guy you turned down, because they kept congratulating him on what a great show and it's good, got the ratings are fantastic. He goes, yeah, that's the guy you passed on when I came to you on another. And they all, they, you know, it was kind of like an FU to them, which was he said, yeah, like the best time of my life was going. Was going, because it was at a convention where all the networks were, and he was like, "Yeah, that's the guy you kept passing on." So,
yeah, that's like a really cool, like,
that is,
fuck you,
yeah,
that's what it is. Oh yeah, yeah.
That's basically what happened.
Hey, you know, I just think it's awesome. I mean, you're driving a caddy, aren't you?
On the show.
Yeah,
it depends. I rent the car wherever we go, so depending on what I get from Enterprise, yeah, but it's usually a 4-door black car, a sedan usually.
Yeah. But, so it's like, man, he fits it all.
Depends.
Like a New Yorker, he's got himself a black Cadillac, and you know, he's
a hitman.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He's a hitman to the go.
Now I gotta ask you, Steve. Now your first case with her. Did it blow you out of the water, or?
Yeah, I want to know.
Like,
I wish they could show us the behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Like,
would be
I just
awesome.
Want to see, like, Steve's, like, real
reaction.
Look, face.
Like, yeah, I could see him. It's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Well,
the first one we
Go
did,
ahead.
It's actually called The Lost Episode. It was basically the sizzle to sell the show. And we did a case in Denver, which was where Amy lived at the time. And it was an open case. It was an open double homicide from back in the early 70s. And I was fortunate enough to be able to talk to somebody that actually worked on the case. Amy came up with stuff. Now, don't forget, that case, it was her and four of the female mediums that they were testing to see who, you know, was capable of doing anything. Well, at the end of the show, when Amy came up with all this stuff that nobody knew about, because, first of all, it was redacted on any public records because it's an open case, and I had grabbed the lieutenant, and I said to him, listen to me, did you tell her anything? He goes, and he didn't even know who the hell she was. I'm like, who did you tell about this case? He says, you know, Steve, you know better than that. We don't talk about this case to anybody, but, you know, I'm trying to get a break on it. Even though he was retired, he was trying to get the cold case guys to get something on it. And she had, there was stuff kept away from the media and redacted from reports for the FOIL information because only the perpetrator would have known this information. He shared that information with me. And when Amy started talking about the information that only him and I knew at the time and only the guys that worked on the case knew at the time, that's when I was like, holy shit, this chick is for real. You know, like, this is...
Wow.
This is no joke. The other female mediums, I mean, they were just feeling stuff and it was happy horse shit. I mean, it was nothing that, you know, that was worth anything. So basically, I told the producer, I said, listen, if the show gets picked up, I'm only going to do it with her. I'm not going to do it with these other, you know, anybody else that tried out. I mean, she's spot on. And it was kind of like, this is, yeah, it was pretty.
Today. All right. So
I didn't do it today.
That's all right. So now we got it back. So now we're just waiting for Steve to call back in.
Yeah.
So, now
so
we're good.
She says more than 1 million dead are buried on Heart Island, though since the first decade of the 21st century, burials have occurred at a rate of fewer than 1,500 a year.
Yeah. The amount of people that have died and been buried there, I mean, it's just amazing. His story, once you start listening to his story, starting April 1st here on Paratalk Radio. Once you start listening to that, I think you'll get into it. And we're only going to play like the first couple chapters or so, and then they're going to have to go and then order the book. I mean, it's to go from there. I think it would be a good thing. It's a great, great story, though.
Ron,
I was so amazed.
Robin says, I had a distant cousin in Florida, drug addicted, died, found out, ward of the state, cremated ashes spread in the ocean.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
That's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
Lexi says, could you send your link to me? I'm actually in class listening to this and I need a reading too.
Oh.
Aw, cute. Let's see if I can do that. Lexi?
All I can think of is Lexi from Grey's Anatomy.
I don't remember Lexi from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get to you, Lexi.
I wish this would go back and...
I don't know how to send this to her. I thought it would let me send it to her because it used to be... It used to say view their profile.
Right.
It doesn't say view their profile anymore. Mm. We can't view your guys' profiles anymore. So we can stalk you, really? No, I'm just kidding. I actually don't do that. I have no need to do that.
Wow.
Lexi, let me see.
Yeah, I'm so sorry this happened to Steve. I didn't.
I know. This is terrible.
But we have plenty of people that want to talk to him. So hang on, guys. Don't go anywhere.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pin this. Okay. Is that okay if I pin my.
Yeah, sure.
Thing.
And I'm reaching out to him as well to, again, to see if he's there. I can't. Unfortunately, the number he called in on, I can't go back and get. It won't let me to do that.
I was going to write it down. I don't know why, but Spirit was telling me, look at the phone number, and I only saw the first three.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, shoot. I wanted to pin this, didn't I? Pin this comment. So, okay, I hope that helps, Lexi. I was able to pin it, but I don't have a way to get to your... I don't know if I'd be able to do it through my Psychic Cindy account either. Sorry, guys. Don't drink the ocean water. There's dead people in it. Oh, my God.
That's just crazy.
Bree goes all of it.
There's a lot of dead things in that water.
Right.
Think about it. Dead fish, dead animals.
Right. Oh, God.
But, you know... It has a way of filtering itself. It has a way of.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Look how much salt is in that water.
Mm-hmm. Heather says if you donate your body to science, unless someone's ashes, you're dumped in a big mass grave. Oh, is that seriously true?
I think so.
Oh, good God.
I want him to put me in a blender.
A blender. Well, I want to be mummified. I tell my daughter all the time I'm going to be mummified.
They can put me in a meat grinder, then a blender, and then everybody can drink me. Yeah. I mean, with a little Jack Daniels, you know.
Fuck that. That's disgusting.
Bloody Mary is actually Bloody Teddy.
You're making me ill. Oh, God.
Oh,
hey, Irene. I made the meatloaf. Did you guys enjoy it? Did you?
Yeah, it was good. Thank you.
Wait, what did you say? Oh, good. Okay, so I'll tell you guys my meatloaf recipe. All I did is...
I said it was very
it was
good. I'm just, I have a sinus headache from hell.
I have some medicine. Do you want some?
What kind
I have some
of
goodies.
Goodies?
I have some goodies. You probably have some Advil. I have goodies. Do you want some goodies, honey?
Yeah, sure. Take something there.
It's really cocaine. I'm just kidding. It's not really.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Turn yours on, John. Yes, we do.
Turn her on, John.
Turn me on, John.
Not possible.
It's not possible. Excuse me.
Okay, I don't know if he's getting my messages or not, but I'm assuming he's not.
He probably gave up on us.
Well, we did screw this up and we had a good talk going, but I totally understand, so...
We roofied Steve.
You what?
We roofied Steve?
No. No.
All right. Stop trying to take all the fun out of it.
I know.
Okay, here it is. See, I put it in my... I love using my little Trader Joe's. There's the ginger mints. I love using the little the little tins. I put everything in them. Here's the goodies for you, honey. I'm passing in the drugs. These are real ginger mints, though.
Oh, I love those.
I get two. Do you guys want two?
Yes.
Okay. You want me to toss them to you, John? I'm not. I'm going to bring them to you.
Aww.
Aww. I'm such a nice girl.
Take the challenge out of it.
Listen.
Whoa! See, wires and things.
Wires.
Danke schön.
Danke schön, darling. Danke schön. How's that one? That was a good one. That is the best look. It's bitter as fuck.
Do you want to run down and get me some water?
Oh, no. I'll get you some.
Just do it on the tap. I'm fine.
Because I'm the nimblest?
Oh, yes, you are.
Can't even get off this couch. It's too low to the ground.
You know what Romy said?
What's
Romy,
that?
Romy said, I recognize those plants.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I recognize those trees.
Yeah, we Teddy's under the weather, man. Head is pounding, throat is sore, freezing. Not my normal self. Excuse you, Cindy.
I'm not even up there.
Oh, we know. We heard you all the way down there. So Teddy wants your prayers to heal him overnight so he can go to work tomorrow. Yeah, but I wasn't sick yesterday. This just came on this afternoon.
There you go, lovey.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm such a nice...
Well,
Mike is Jesse's dad.
Yeah.
My daughter's dad. He said, goodies are gross. Goodies are amazing. They also have orange flavor, Michael. Like, you know.
Excuse me.
Oh, Heather said, the studio spirits got pissed and said, fuck off, blog talk.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I guess Steve's not going to call back in, unfortunately. Maybe he's not getting my messages. That's the only thing I can think of.
Tony said, feel better, brother.
Hey, thanks, Tone. Brother from another mother.
No, isn't it like you remind him of his uncle?
Yeah, I'm his Uncle Ted.
Get better, Ted. I just got over the flu. Oh, Lexi, I'm so glad you're over it. The flu is kicking ass this year.
Yeah.
We've had a couple deaths in Rochester from the flu.
Yeah, this is kicking my butt.
Hashtag balls, LOL. Timothy said that.
Oh, and everybody with everybody, thank you again for the Rochester Winter Parafest.
Oh,
effect.
Did
I've
you
got...
piss someone off, Unc?
No, I don't think so. But believe it or not, Michelle and Steven, all those guys that came from New York City, well, from the Albany area, they were all sick the night they got home.
Wait, who is this?
Michelle Wagner, Steve Culls, all of them that came from that area up to our Parafest. By the time they got home, they were all sick.
Really?
Yeah, so it had to be somebody from the Parafest. Got me sick.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been
a week.
You're not getting it now. After a week.
You know for a fact.
I do. Bree. Uncle Ted.
Hello, Bree, my niece.
I like the trees. When did you add them? We changed
the
our whole set.
The trees are green.
Tonight.
Red they, roses
when
too.
Did you guys do this? All today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
No.
No?
Started last Tuesday.
Oh, started it last Tuesday, the day after our show.
Nice.
After we had no place for people to sit, is that when you did it?
Yeah. That's part of it. Yeah, because now, folks, we have a nice area. We got three couches. We're pleather couches, so everybody can, you know,
sit. Well, if you want to come see our show.
Oh, those are real leather? Okay,
yeah,
real leather.
I was going to say, those look like real leather.
Yeah,
so we can actually have in-house guests, and you can be comfy and lay all over each other.
What?
So.
What just happened to my...
I don't know.
These bitches. Spirit. You better lay off.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to smudge you bitches out.
They're saying bring it on, biatch.
Biatch! Edna says, feel better, Teddy. Healing energy headed your way. Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. She said she likes your trees, guys. Well, she likes your trees, John, because they're John's trees. I do. I love these, though.
Well, it looks really good. I just had somebody send me a picture of a ghost, a so-called ghost, and it's this was taken in Beauregard, Alabama, just after the EF4 tornado hit yesterday. I do not know the person who took it, just thought I would share the interesting photo as a person made it public to share. I am interested in your thoughts.
Okay, I want to see it.
All right, it's right there, and I can tell you right now that the photo's fake.
Yeah, it looks fake to me, too.
Yeah, the photo is fake. It's just, that's not real. I mean, if you look at the photo and everything around it as in size, you would see that it's fake. It's not real.
It looks superimposed.
Yes, it does. Sean Connery says
it's not real. I am very... skeptical when I see shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like to try and disprove everything first.
Right.
Ted, I hope you feel better. Have a good night, you guys. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Which Mike?
My baby daddy.
Mike. Oh, you're Mike.
My baby daddy, Mike. That's so gross, Mike. Sorry.
That's just like...
I hope he's laughing his ass off. He's probably like, Cindy, you're such a fucking kook.
I think you are.
Listen, Mike and I are great friends after all of these years. Let's see. October of 1986, we've been friends.
Yeah.
Your freshman year of college. I was a sophomore. Mike was a freshman. Mike, well, he might have been in, he was in 8th or 9th grade. Because Mike is a year younger than I am. What?
You heard
Stop
him.
Stop it.
You heard him. Like
that
I should
explains,
talk.
That just explains how all the young guys like me now, right?
Like I should talk.
No. You're skeptical when you see shit. Cindy, weren't you driving in it? Oh, yes. So I was driving, and I told Heather that I was driving in this shit. She goes, well, I hope you have your windshield wipers on. She said to me, because we were talking, she said, do you have windshield washer fluid? I said, and I didn't understand what she was talking about. I'm like, yeah, of course I do. She's like, okay, because, you know, we don't want the shit sticking to the car. And I, of course, was talking about snow, and she was talking about shit because I said it was shit. That's nice. So I saw that.
Yeah, my boss gave it to me.
Your boss gave it to you. Why? Why did he do that?
I don't know, but I had to go.
He stole it from somebody and decided to pawn it off on you?
No. he was going to wear it, but he didn't like the – it was too big for him.
Oh, it's too big.
So he gave it to the fat guy.
He could have returned it.
Yeah. So he's a good guy. And I just had to go to Walmart so I didn't get a new band for it.
Robert said, I never got the freshman sophomore hardless categories. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys something. I started my third book, right? I started.
I was 102 that year. Kristen!
I started doing the research for the third book.
What?
And I got a message from somebody from my own hometown that said, do you know about the curse of Avon School? And I'm like, no. What's the curse? That every 4 years from the senior year, every 4 years, a senior will die. So I started doing the research. Every year, 4 years back, somebody has died from the senior class. Isn't that strange? Is that a coinkydink or what?
So when did it start? I'd be really interested in that.
That I need to figure out. I need to go back. But I researched it.
Can I go to school with you?
Yeah. Yeah. I started from 1971 forward. So.
And it's been since 71?
It's been 71? Since 1971, yeah.
And has it been before that, though?
I'm sure it has.
That's the year
I was born. We need to figure out why. Now, here's the other thing. It's like, the book is called Urban Legends and Ghost Stories, and it's basically from
this is your book.
This is my new book that I'm working on right now.
Okay.
And basically, it's just stuff like, okay, you know, you guys can, you
Lexi
know,
said she
you
was
decide.
Four.
You decide whether it's haunted or not, and that's the way I'm leaving it, you know. So I think it's an interesting story. I got one for you, too. Here's another one. Down where I live on my road where you drop me off. You know where I live. You
yeah,
got
yeah,
me
yeah.
off of my driveway, pushed me out, and you just kept going.
I did.
But anyways,
I threw him out, actually.
I
literally opened the door and kicked him out and said, bitch, roll.
It smelled like puke anyway. So, you know.
It didn't smell like puke then.
But, no, it didn't.
And I did not kick him out. I wouldn't have, it would have taken me a lot longer to fumble, like opening the door. It wouldn't have been so easy.
Right.
Because there is a pretty good distance. It's a minivan.
Yeah. So in that, let me get to the story, the point. So in the 80s, there was a family that owned this house that's actually was down behind my place by a dam where the water comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a young man of theirs, a child of theirs, drowned in that river. And,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, and he was really young. But
like four-ish?
Younger, I think.
I
got
like
the paperwork. I'll have to show you.
3 to 4 year old.
But anyways, my neighbor across the street was sitting outside, and I noticed he was sitting out there, and he's walking around, and he's kind of like, hello, hello. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I asked him, he goes, somebody is down back behind your place yelling for help. I'm like, what? So I go out with him and we go walking down, you know, to the side.
I
heard it, but after he said something. So I just don't think that it's the child. I think it was more like a teenager. So I've got to do some research to find out if anybody else has died in that it's the Canisius Lake outlet from the lake.
Hmm.
And they could have easily drowned in the lake and then their body washed down shore.
Oh, God.
You know.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. So.
Stop it.
But that's another one of those little stories that
Listen,
are going
on. Listen, my cool kids, extended, my friends, talking so much amongst themselves. There's 39 messages and it keeps popping up. You guys are talking way too much without me. That's not right. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Heather, if you're still on there, do you want to do your news, considering we're stalling here? I mean...
Call us up, Heather!
Do your news.
Heather! Call us up!
Yeah, I mean...
We've had 4 that died, including a teacher. Wait. Yeah, 1987 is fucking cursed. We've had 4 that died, including a teacher. What? That's
crazy. Is
that
from Avon?
I think she's talking about Avon, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Julie.
I just went to my friend's funeral over the weekend. It was so sad. Hi, Ted.
Brie, it's not my fault you're slow.
Hi, Julie. Not our fault you were slow.
Stick your face in the phone, Cindy. Just kidding.
No sleeping, John.
What the hell is that?
That was me snoring.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's tired. He's taking a nap.
No.
Yeah, he's waving at least. We got some action out of him.
We can get some action out of you?
Not that. Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's just I couldn't believe he did it, but whatever.
Oh, no. I can totally believe
he did
it. All
right, so we actually only have about 10 minutes left of the show anyways, and I guess nobody else is going to call in. I tried reaching out to Steve. I tried reaching out to Justin.
Maybe they can't call in because Heather, can you call in?
Yeah, just let me know if you can call
in. Wait, why don't I try calling in?
All right.
I'll try calling in. 3236421102. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold, and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Okay. So... Look at that.
Oh, yeah, I just came on.
You're
press
right.
Press me on. Unmuted.
I can hear you. I just hung up on you.
I hung up on you too. See, I hung up first.
Yeah.
That was terrible. I'm sorry. No, we can call in, so that's not it.
Right. So that's all right. I mean, we can't make them call in. I do apologize, Steve. And
I know.
We're
I'm
so sorry,
sorry
that it happened to you. And we tried to hold this
personal
off as long
injury,
as we could.
MVA. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Mercy?
Have mercy.
Mercer.
Oh my God, it's right here in Ontario. Well, that's where I get all the.
Well, there's a lot of places like in Avon, like our Paper Mill Falls and stuff like that, that people committed suicide, just pulled up there and blew their brains out.
Stop it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but they did. So we've
got
that to do.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that happens there. Hello, John. Not you, John. The other John.
Hi, John. John Fioco.
Who's that?
He's one of my buds from high school.
You have buddies?
I do.
Wow.
It was nice seeing you on
Saturday.
Well,
John, just so you know, we are just stalling. That's what we're doing here. We are stalling.
We are stalling. Our
no, we have to stall.
Our technical difficulties have preceded us tonight.
Yes, yes. They have taken over the show.
They have annoyed us.
Beyond belief. And I'm about ready to tell them to bugger off.
Bugger off?
Yeah.
Mercery. Robert White, he copied me. Mercery.
Yeah.
Echo, echo. Avon is twisted. That's what Heather just said. That's what people.
There's a lot of stuff in Avon.
Well, maybe you should go and take me and don't say anything about the history. Just don't tell me anything.
Mm.
We should tape it.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Wouldn't that be fun? Do a live Facebook show?
Yeah, I'm reading.
Stop it and pay attention to me. God, I need attention!
You're not getting any.
Rude. Listen, I made these guys dinner. I got him water.
Wow.
God.
So, Carolyn.
I gave him medicine for his head.
Carolyn, it says here, as a teacher, I saw almost one child every year who died. My own school days, 1961, it was Bob Gibson. 1962 was Jim Cry. 1963 was David Stoddard.
Where are you reading
all
this?
Standing in the middle of the back row in the 1960s yearbook with their classes. All car accidents, not ghosts, but an eerie connection. Too sad. Drive carefully, kids.
Wait, where was this that you're reading that?
This is actually on the thing that I posted about it.
Oh, Jesus, that's scary.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't see that.
Yeah. If you know you grew up in Avon when you remember blah, blah, blah.
So God, that's scary.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's happened out there. But you can go to Mount Morris. You can go to Caledonia. You can go to Groveland Station. You can go to Genesee. You can go to pretty much any town out there, and they have amazing ghost stories and urban legends.
Heather just figured out that song that she couldn't figure out.
Okay.
I have walked 500 miles.
Yes.
Yes. But she said 5,000.
Yes.
Oh my God! I just realized it's walk 5,000 miles on loop. It's 500
mm-hmm.
miles.
Yeah.
500 miles.
And I would walk 500 more
just to be the man who done 1,000
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, that's about
fall
where
down
I end,
at right? your door.
Yeah, that's about where I end. Yeah.
See, I know some of it.
Well, you
1987,
know,
it was John Smith. He died in gym class. What the frick? He died in gym class? How did he die in gym class? Oh my God, Tony DeVille, I have nightmares about the snow up there.
Really, Tony?
Okay, guys, let's see the new ink.
I'm going to have nightmares.
I'll pay attention now. I'll stop working. Okay, I'll show you my ink.
I'm going to have nightmares going down there to Baltimore. Isn't that where he is? Is Baltimore?
Why are you going to have nightmares about that?
Oh, all the hookers.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
He is one of them. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
There's my ink. See, I have my class on still. It's really still good. Should I take it off tone or what?
I'm cold as
Question
shit,
for Cindy. But how in the hell do you do readings over the internet? Can you explain the process, please? That's so weird. Another thing I just talked about today. So let's put it this way. I can do, I don't know how I do it. I just do. I basically am tuning into your energy. So it's like I touch your energy when, even though we're far apart. I literally do phone readings. I have a client that's in Germany and I do readings for her way before we ever had video chat. So mm-hmm. I would just call her up on the phone and we would have a talk.
And spirit just, they connect with you.
They're right there with me. Yeah. Take it off, girl. Oh, you want me to take it off right now? Take it off right now. I don't have my soap to wash it with, though.
Nice, Sheila. Sheila was saying that Clark Tin Shop, the Underground Railroad Museum, junior investigation, 5 to 9, ages 10 to 18, with a parent and guardian, is $30. Additional children are 15. And then you got to make reservations. I will post this on Paratalk Radio so that you guys can see this.
Tony, tell me. So, Tony, you guys, you call me or let me know when you guys are available so we can do that reading for you, okay? Ted, read my message and your messages. Tin Shop in Mexico events.
I already did.
He just did it. So, okay. You want me to take this off right now, Tony? I have the little red tassels on the boobies.
Okay.
That would be hysterical, right?
You got like 2 minutes.
Should I do it?
Do it. Rip it right off.
I don't know. I'm scared.
Do you want me to do it?
No. Because you'll have way too much. Uncle Ted, how did the book do? I see it finally got approved.
Yes.
And is for sale. Link?
Yes, the book.
It looks so nice and dark here. It doesn't look as dark there. It's because it's shiny here.
The book, I had to go back in. We sold author's copies at the Parafest. And so I had to go through and I had to fix all the errors and all that stuff. And then
Tony, I think there's scabs. I'm scared to pull it off now.
And it was. It was actually accepted.
Ow!
So.
This hurt worse than getting the goddamn tattoo.
Just pull it. Just rip it.
I'm scared. You do it. Just rip it. Oh, God. That didn't hurt when you did
it. Yeah, see? Because I got gentle hands.
You just ripped it off of
me.
That was not gentle hands.
Who we got on the phone?
Just take it off, Cindy. Take it off.
Uh-oh.
Robert. Telling me to take it off.
Robert from Australia.
See my pretty tattoo? I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Go ahead.
Am I supposed to wash it first before I put some stuff on there?
No, just put it on there.
Okay.
Just put it on there.
Yours is good.
Tony, I'm making a new soap. What's that?
I think he told me to use
your tattoo is good too, Ted.
Thank you. I learned over the weekend that it is called a hombre lobo.
A what?
Hombre lobo.
What does that?
Wolfman.
Look at Wolfman. Look at, because we're in the plastic ones. My skin is all wrinkled.
Hombre lobo.
I'm putting lots of stuff on there because
I look
ashy.
Okay, Mr. Robert, thank you for calling in.
Well, you said you were wanting to stall, so.
Yeah, well,
I thought, why not call you and
so, by the
chat.
Way, that Doctor Who photo, that picture that was created by that artist.
Oh, yeah.
How much do you think it's going to cost me to mail it to you?
Him?
Yeah, it's probably going to cost me hundreds of dollars.
Wait, why is it going to him? I thought Michelle.
Michelle couldn't take it, and so I bought it from her, and I now own it, and I'm either going to keep it or mail it to Robert, one of the two.
That is a bargain. It's beautiful.
It's either that or we'll just throw it up here and raffle it off again.
Yeah,
you
do an auction or something on it.
Yeah, we could do an auction. It was amazing. It was a beautiful picture.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Look at how beautiful my tattoo is. Can you guys all see it?
I can't wait for Dr. Who to
come
back on.
Tony did a great job. Thank you so much, Tone.
Yeah, me either.
Beautiful.
It gave me something to do at night. Now I'm just snoring at night.
Wait, what are you talking about? What did you have?
I used to watch Doctor Who at night. Now I'm just snoring, meaning I'm going to bed early.
Oh, I see.
And then I'm back up at like 2:30 in the morning and can't sleep.
Got it. Well, that's no good. That's no good.
We need to start doing some investigations or something because I'm bored to tears.
I'm telling you, wouldn't it be fun if we did something like that? We just take the Facebook show on the road.
We have that new camera, that night vision camera. We have that's got the Wi-Fi built in. We could just take it and go. If anybody wants it to come and investigate their place, look before us, let us know. We'll do it.
Well,
That'd be a good idea, because that way...
Hi, Addie.
If it's
my
at 2:30 in the morning there...
Addie, I have... that was very entertaining. Oh, ripping my shit off, Tony? That was entertaining? Let me entertain you. What's it from?
Does that good walk 500 miles?
That's not it.
Is that from...
Let me entertain you.
What the hell is the name
Let
of the movie?
Let me entertain you. Da, da, da.
No.
I don't know. I think it was Cabaret or something. I can't think of the name.
It is from... Let me think now.
I think Moulin Rouge had it in it, too.
No, it's not Moulin Rouge. It is Baby Jane.
Baby Jane.
It was the theater thing.
Okay.
It was a play.
All right. Well,
is Steve coming back on?
As of right now, we're gonna say no because we have reached out to him and he has not responded
Addie
back.
Covers
so,
your tattoo. So
he
lift
either.
It higher.
He either got upset with us, which I don't blame him because, you know, we dealt with it as long as we could. And then and we apologized for it. But he's an awesome guest and he's phenomenal.
Tell me when you can see my tattoo. I can't tell.
All right. Well, the delay is like 3 seconds, so hold on. You're still sitting on your bum. Wait.
You just got to the camera now on my end and showing it off, but you got your tattoo just where the Paratalk Radio symbol is, so you might have to move it over a bit.
There you go. So, yeah, just raise your head. No. Raise it up over your head like this.
Yeah, can't see it at all there.
Oh, well.
Well, I'll be able to read it. It's upside down here anyway.
She's got that cute little look. Like, I trying, guys. I trying.
There you go.
Bree.
That's better.
Bree.
What does Bree say?
Well, she's like,
how do you hang out with a gay dude
and
not
know
Broadway?
Broadway.
Exactly, Bree.
Hey, sorry.
Listen, we are forever trying to stump each other and...
Most of the time, we do all right.
I usually get every single thing you say.
Yeah. I wasn't the typical gay guy.
Go,
I just never was.
Thank
you.
You
know, I wasn't into all
that. Higher, Sheila said it. Funny girl.
Yes, we did get new tats all from Tony DeVille from DeVille
white,
Inc.
The light refracts on your skin anyway. Thanks, Bree. It's true, though.
Yeah.
Hey, David. Dave Seller in the house. Yes, it's a brand new tat. Actually, I did it last Monday night on the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mine was the day before.
Yep.
But mine is huge compared to yours.
Tracy. I love her name. Tracy Hippie Chick Murphy. Love the shirt, Cindy.
We love
Tracy. Thank you so much.
She is the one from, she's the one from Fox Sisters Estate.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah, she was there with us last weekend.
Yep. You guys have got to go check that place out if you've never been there.
It's really cool.
It's really,
really,
really cool.
Super duper cool. And historic Palmyra. Frick yeah.
Yeah. I think we should do both of those places.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How do you hang out? Oh, yeah.
Well, we should go to...
It Gypsy. It is.
The park.
Breed Danger.
Where the lady,
it is. Well, but
where the lady
in our...
White is.
In, I think...
Dorian Eastman Park we should go to.
I've been there.
Oh. I haven't. What the fuck?
You've never been to Durand Eastman?
No.
I've been to the White Lady Castle.
Nope, never been there.
Mexico is
See,
not
she
really
it
local.
Down, Robert, just because she's been
you
there.
You guys, oh well, unless I pick you out. You're not picking us up, Sheila. Oh my God, you are not driving an hour and a half this way to pick us up to go back to you. No.
Right.
I know how to get there.
I don't, but we'll figure it out.
It's just right down 104.
I'm just going to drive here and ride with you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love me, yeah. Sorry.
Hey, we're the...
Monkeys!
There you go.
We just monkey around.
All right, guys. You know, it's now a little late. And
I know.
We have run our course, and we have had a good time. We had lots of little mechanical blippy blops.
Oh, Tracy, thank you so much. She said my talk was great.
Oh, great.
I did. So my talk last weekend was on spiritual tool belt. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's because she was supposed to tell me what her talk was supposed to be, and she
I
totally
did.
Forgot it.
No. I told you. I said, I don't know what I want to talk about, and you're like, well, I said, I have spiritual tool belt. I always have spiritual
and
tool belt.
And I just said, do it,
because
you told
like,
me you couldn't remember the other one.
You're like, just do it. And I'm like, okay. But then I was like, well, I didn't prepare anything, because I didn't know for certain which day I was going. I didn't know if you actually changed it or...
No.
Hey, Chanel. Heather said, let's do Mount Hope. I love Mount Hope. Cindy, I will be looking you up very soon. Ted, I hope you feel better. Stay hydrated. Much love and good night from small town Indiana.
Well,
thank you, Lexi
thank
Rose.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you can lick her anytime you want. I mean, look her up anytime
what?
You want.
Like, wait, what? Oh, Julie said you guys are awesome.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Chanel
thank
said,
you.
Hey, Ted and Cindy. Hey, Sheila. I mean, hey, Chanel, sorry, Sheila. Sheila said, sing it, Robert White.
Move over, Kimberly, and back. You're back.
Oh, good. Wait, so Tracy said she's been doing the breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4, LOL. Good job.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Awesome. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I know I'm lost, too.
It's Chandelier.
Yes.
From Sia.
Oh, the hanging from the ceiling, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Well, we know that you two do not make money singing.
Bitch, what? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm making so much money.
So I'm supposed to tell you guys, with Heather, Heather's been working on the Rochester Winter Prayer Fest website. It's actually called winterprayerfest.com.
Yes, go there. There's
go
merch.
Over, check out the merchandise.
We got some merch.
PT is on there. It's awesome.
That PT would be our...
I almost wore
hashtag
my shirt.
Hashtag alien and killed.
Yep, I almost wore that shirt.
Yes, the alien and killed.
Cute. Yep, I need one.
And
where did you get that T-shirt?
I ordered it.
From who?
There's a link on our site and a couple of
them.
Oh,
so you did it through the link?
Actually, it's through my store, Ted Wolf. If you look up through T Public and look for T Wolf store, it's on there.
That's
well. This goes out to Helen. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
She loves your voice.
Well, hello.
You can't say it like that, Robert. You have to use your accent because she loves your accent.
It's so nice to have you back.
Both crack me up. You are welcome.
Crikey.
Put another shrimp on the Bobby.
Cover up your cracky.
No, I know.
This is a knife.
Have a good night. Feel better, Ted. Night,
right.
Cindy,
right.
Ted, and everyone. John's already sleeping. I don't know if you can hear him, but...
He's waving, so yeah.
He's waving, but just, I scared him awake because yeah. I said he was sleeping.
Not drowning,
yeah.
Waving.
You So, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. The show did not go the way it was supposed to, but we still had a good time. And Steve is amazing.
Steve was a champ. He was a true champ.
He hung in as long as he could.
He did.
It was awesome.
I'm sorry we lost you, Steve.
Yes, yes.
Hopefully you can catch him.
Talk sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So next Monday, though.
I'm melting, she said.
I'm melting.
Okay, so next Monday, we're talking to Queer Paranormal.
I'm so excited!
Oh, my God. That goes to ear piercing. John actually goes,
I can go higher.
No, don't. We still need those. We still need those sounds from Gettysburg, Chicky.
Let me figure it out.
All right. So, but anyway, so Queer Paranormal will be next Monday.
I sound terrible, but I'll let you.
We're gonna have a great time with those guys, and Shane is awesome. And
yes,
he was with us last year, and I love the show. And
I can't wait.
Yeah,
can't wait.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of like finally I can talk to somebody from my side of the world instead of all the breeders.
Shut the fuck up.
Good luck, Heather. Heather's just saying that she's got the neurosurgeon tomorrow.
See you later. Oh, neurosurgeon in the morning. Whee!
All right. Good luck,
you
baby.
Better
good
me.
Luck, Heather.
You better tell me, Pepper.
Yes, good luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck.
I'm sending you lots of healing energy, lovey.
Yes.
Chanel, I just lost my hearing. Sorry, honey. Oh, my God. Never again. Will I wear headphones for this show? Oh, look, mine out. I didn't even hear it myself. I'm sorry, Chanel. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you got her, didn't you? You got her.
I got her.
Mm-hmm. That's some high squealing, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I think she needs one of the masks from Jim Carrey's movie. Somebody.
Yeah. So I took voice lessons when I was younger in college at FLCC. Shut up. But she told me I had a pleasant voice, which means don't go out for a job.
Mm.
But I hit higher than a high C. I hit a high G.
Bloody hell. Wow.
That's pretty high.
John's doing pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Cutting some lungs.
Yeah,
he is
making sure that snore is working, man. He is sawing wood over there, and he is having a blast.
Boring.
Yeah, see?
We're not boring.
All
right, everybody.
That's the New York Chainsaw Massacre.
Husqvarna, yeah.
Husqvarna.
Exactly.
All right, guys, we got to get off here.
We got to get off.
Yeah.
We're back to the... why are you blushing right now?
I'm not just blushing.
Sitting here watching.
Just,
oh, yeah? Really? Are you going to do that? Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're turning red, Ted.
If only you could see what Invisible John was
I'm
doing.
I'm glad they can't. I am so happy that they can't. So we know that we're just out of this world. We know that we are without filters. We know that we are wild and crazy. And you know what?
We're wild and crazy kind of guys. What's that from?
Yeah, and that's
who said it?
We don't.
Yes.
We want this show to be as it is. We're not changing.
Night,
it for
Eddie.
Anybody.
I
so
love
everybody,
you.
Everybody, we hope you had a good time. If you like to be weird and funky and as crazy
stay
as we
weird.
Are, then stay spooky, stay weird, and stay.
Stay touching yourselves.
Yes, stay touching yourselves. There you go.
That's right.
Yeah. No.
Just touch yourself.
Yep. Catch you later, Heather. Helen?
And
catch
think
later,
about
Helen.
Cindy. No!
I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you.
I crush you.
Not touching you.
All right, guys, we got to get off here. Robert, thank you so much for calling in. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. We are hanging up on you right now.
Okay. Bye. Robert.
Bye. And we're going to get out of here.
It's
you guys,
been
thank you
fun.
So much.
Bye, y'all.
It's been
bye,
fun.
Connie.
It's been real, but it hasn't been real fun. It's been awesome.
Night, night, John.
Are you ready?
That was from Chanel.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, whatever. All right, everybody, remember, wherever there is darkness, there is always
still
the
light.
You've been listening to Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy. Catch us next Monday when we will bring you another fantastic
technical problem.
Thank you to our guests, our sponsors, and J Wolf Productions. Be safe, be good, and remember, wherever there is darkness, there is always the light. Paratalkradio.com.